Blog Talk Radio.
When we finish this intro, we'll recall back into the show because that seemed to sort it out last time. During the next song, we'll just call back in. But for those of you who can hear me okay, you know, please give me an indication in the chat room if you can. But today's show is going to be talking about dreams, and we've got plenty of other topics from the weeks of the past news in a couple of weeks. If you'd like to give us a call to share any interesting experiences with us, any updates and any readings you've had, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. We'll take a break and recall back in, and please let us know if you hear any sound problems in the chat room during the show or if you call up. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hi, happy Tuesday. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. It's Nunu and Bill.
Hello. Hello. Now, before we begin, we'd like to, it's like some people have disappeared, but Jane, if you're there, could you give us an indication that we sound okay? Make sure it's not scrambled. We're having some problems with it sounding like scrambled eggs. So, you know, let us know. I'll try and listen back now.
Okay.
It's sounding okay.
Okay.
It sounds okay to me. It sounds like it sounds all right on playback, so continue.
All right. I'm getting a little bit of an echo, though, so... we have some callers in the queue. We do have about 6 people in the queue. We will be talking to everyone. The first person we're going to talk to today is calling from the area code of 571.
571.
So just hang tight. So what are we going to talk about today? Dreams?
Sleeping.
Are we going to go to sleep?
Yeah, we're all going to sleep. Everybody's going to practice some sleeping during the show.
Everybody just shut your eyes and we're going to...
Yeah, you all just shut your eyes.
Just hold hands and go to sleep.
With yourself.
Hold hands with yourself and go to sleep with yourself. But yeah, seriously, though.
I've got a new headset, so hopefully I sound all right, thanks to the generosity of Nunu. Because we're the one kind of packed in. So, you know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
This headset you got me.
I didn't buy you a headset.
All right, well, it suddenly appeared. It must be an apple.
Okay.
An apple. Huh?
Okay, so what's current topics, current subjects, current things?
Yeah, so we're talking about dreams this week. Information from the past couple of weeks. No headlines that's going to make me laugh this week, I'm afraid, like last week's. And if you missed last week, you can always go back and listen to it. What was the headline? It was, should I even attempt to read it?
No.
Pass to get to that. All right, forget that. Okay.
No, but honestly, I have, it's funny, but it's not, it's one of those situations that I have, it has come up so many times. You can say what it is because we're just sitting here going, no, don't say it. But no, seriously, though, it has come up a lot of times this over the past week. In my readings, and so, you know, go on ahead and you can say it.
Well, the title of the headline?
Yeah.
It's something like, Pastor Gets Arrested for Convincing Followers that his penis contained holy milk.
And there you go.
And then I may have to drink it down or something.
Oh, my goodness. Know. Okay, that's enough. I mean, people can pretty much imagine what holy milk would entail. So.
Holy milk, Batman?
Holy cookie? Holy cookie?
I don't want anything. So every time I think of something, holy biscuits or holy milkshake, I'm going to be thinking of that, you know?
What about diaper?
Holy diaper?
Holy diaper!
Ride the tiger. Anyway, when a Californian couple closed a deal to buy a home in Woodland Hills earlier this month, they knew that their home came with a unique feature, a 1960s nuclear fallout shelter. But what Chris and Colleen... Why do I always get difficult words?
It's because you can't understand English.
Initially believed to be nothing more than a hole in their backyard, turned out to be a perfectly preserved underground refuge fully stocked with vintage supplies.
That is amazing.
I know. Descending down a rusted staircase into the subterranean space, the property's new owners were amazed to discover what amounted to a time capsule of a bygone era, where many Americans believed that a nuclear strike from the USSR was imminent. The shelter was the brainchild of nuclear engineer Alvin Kaufman, who built it in 1961, about 15 feet below the ground, in hopes that it would protect his family in case of a nuclear attack. In that era, in the 1960s, there was a much greater fear and feeling that nuclear war was possible. Kaufman's daughter, Deborah, who grew up in the house, told CBS Los Angeles. The shelter, which according to Deborah Kaufman was meant to sustain a family of four for a few weeks, came equipped with sleeping areas for inhabitants, a water tank, and a hand-cranked air filter. Kaufman made sure to stock up on the necessaries, including cookies, cans of multipurpose food, a granulated protein mix, and plenty of coffee stored in tins. And if you get a chance to look this up, it's got sweaters and, you know, just like old vintage boxes of Kleenex and tins of stuff and
wow.
Sleeping pills and stuff and magazines. It's pretty well preserved. It's just, mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty amazing really finding that in your own back garden.
You know, speaking of fallout shelters and places to hide and stuff like that, you know, there's a movie that's coming it already started because there's a girl that I used to work with who worked on that movie, The Purge, and she was like real stoked because they did really well. But The Purge is, if anybody is in the mood looking to find a movie, I don't know if I can watch it yet, but it's a movie that's basically about a world where you have one night designated to just do anything you wanted to do to anyone, and it sounds completely horrible and frightening to me. And just whenever I would see the commercials, I would think, if I had a fallout shelter or some place to hide, I'd be hiding up under the house and just making sure everybody that I love is tucked away inside of there, because it just sounds frightening. But, you know, it's a current movie that's out, and it's something that, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds frightening.
Next, I don't know whether you heard of the giant oarfish. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, it's been, you know, it's been like, I don't know, it's probably classed as folklore and, you know, legend and sailor's myth because of the size of this oarfish.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's been one or two that's actually been caught, captured, you know, probably dead. But the legendary giant oarfish that grows up to 50 foot long and lives nearly a mile under sea, recorded in its natural environment for the first time. The giant oarfish, the largest bony fish alive, has been caught in camera's natural environment. Marine biologists at Louisiana State University captured the mysterious fish on a camera through a partnership with an offshore drilling company in the Gulf of Mexico. The scientists used the company's remote-operated submersibles and observed the oarfish five times between 2008 and 2011. The giant oarfish was first discovered in 1772 by Norwegian biologist Peter Ascanius. Its formal scientific title is Regalicus Glesny. What? See, I'll complicate these.
Hey, you pick the stories.
Oh, here's easy. But the fish is also known as King of the Herring.
That's easy.
Or Pacific oarfish, streamer fish, and ribbon fish. And that's just what the thin fish looks like. So it's pretty amazing. There was Navy SEALs display a 23-foot giant oarfish found in 1996 in California. And it's pretty big. I mean, I haven't actually seen the video, but there are stills here, and the video is on there. So I'll show that in that link in the chat room for anyone who wants to view that. Then you can have a look at the... well, that didn't work. Sorry. What are you laughing at?
I always laugh when I'm nervous.
Nervous purpose. Let me try that again. The people who are going to be listening to this on the archive are going to be so bored.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I've got to listen to half the show talking about posting a link. Okay. Well, I knew I shouldn't have chosen this one, but the German language... Oh, there we are. German language has just created its longest word. And the English version is Law for the Delegation of Monitoring Beef Labeling. The 63-letter word is no longer a part of the German language. Oh, no, they've dropped it. They got rid of it. Sorry. When it said here, the German language drops its longest word, I was thinking as in a hip, cool sense, like we're dropping this word on y'all. Do you want me to try and say it? 63 letters long?
Go for it.
Rindfleisch, Tiki, Tyrung, Suberg, Waschen, South, Gauben, Nubert, Tragung, Sitz.
And the Deutsch said that they don't want to use this word anymore, so they're just not going to use it.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as that word anymore.
So, well, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, there was... Now, let me try and find this here. Hold on a minute. I'll tell you what. I'll read that. There's so many good thingamies. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's something interesting for you. Something unusual. Two unusual things that happened. One you know about. One I haven't told you about yet. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting here watching the TV the other night. Oh, no, the other morning. And, you know, you get incense, smoke, burning, and it goes up all up in your face and you're trying to waft it away. Well, that happened to me the other morning, and I was trying to waft it away for like 2 seconds. I was just in the zone of wafting the incense away. When I realized I didn't even have an incense stick burning, I naturally burnt one for quite a few days. And I was actually concerned because I thought something was burning, and I was looking around to see if there was something that was starting to catch fire, but there wasn't anything in this area as such. Was doing so. I don't know what it was, but it was like a wispy kind of smoke that came towards me from the right-hand side towards my face, and I don't know what it was.
Interesting.
We could always do a reading, see what it was, maybe, if we have time later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
About, yeah, a fly with gas. I was sat at my mum and dad's computer the other day trying to do something with a printer, and I was just looking at the computer screen. And you know how you get like, some people know you get like flashes of like an orb in your peripheral vision? Well, I had one, and it was about 6 inches from my face, and it was about 4 inches in diameter. And it was like nearer the center of my vision rather than to the right hand side, so it was, you know, quite close to my center view. But not only that, it wasn't a solid orb. It was like a ring.
Ah.
With like a 1 centimeter band. So it was just like a ring that flashed up for a second and disappeared. And I've not experienced something like that before. And I was trying to experiment with after images when you look at something bright and you look away. But there was nothing around. Nothing like that. It was the first for me. It was unusual because I've seen them flash up before in blues and but never a perfect ring shaped that close to my face and that close to the center of my vision, you know. Now, giant mosquitoes the size of a quarter are invading central Florida, and officials are warning residents to beware of the notoriously aggressive bloodsuckers.
Oh my goodness.
Entomologists at the University of Florida predicted the massive insects known as gallinippers would descend on the Sunshine State in record numbers this year after drenching rains from Tropical Storm Debbie. Now the mammoth monsters have arrived, being spotted in Seminole County. Did I say that right?
Seminole.
I'm just saying it like a common English person. All right, frightening super mosquitoes native to the eastern half of the United States be 20 times the size of an ordinary mosquito.
Wow.
And they're heading towards Tennessee.
They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. You know,
20 times the size, that's big.
Those are huge. Now, I mean, I've seen some years ago when we were in Mississippi that I swear were like the size of dragonflies. I swear they were. But I'm not sure if it was just the wingspan that made them that big. But, I mean, if the body itself is like the size of a quarter, that's prehistoric. I'd be out. I would be so out. I'd be out. Now, next year, I'm excited because –
They'll be 50 times bigger.
I know. And, you know, going to the swamp and all that kind of stuff, if we decide to do that, that's going to be crazy time. I'm telling you, it's something to behold. You know, let me drop this bit of knowledge on you. Hey, everybody! It's Marissa's birthday, and she's here. She's popping in. Hey, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, we'll go on, but basically it's going to be really interesting because the Tennessee Valley River System, I was going to say, has more forms of animal life than any other valley, or I'm sorry, any other river system in the world. That means even like the Amazon, the Nile, all of them. It's just read up on it. It has more forms of life and even more being discovered.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but go on.
Talking about insects, I don't know if there's callers waiting, so we are aware of the callers. But in prehistoric times, because there was more oxygen on the earth at that time, the insects actually grew bigger, and they had like giant wood lice and giant mosquitoes, and just giant insects roaming the land. So it's pretty cool. And they'll be trying to get up. Well, I'll tell you what, talking about Amazon River and stuff like that, I was watching River Monsters, and you've heard of those fish that swim up inside you?
Yes.
Well, there was some bloke who had to have one removed, and it was like, it must have been like 6 inches long, and it crawled up inside him, and it was like getting hungry and stuff, and it tried to eat away from the inside of his bladder, and
oh,
his bladder,
wow,
like grew to like four times what the size it was. So.
Ugh. That sounds awesome.
Anyway, did we need to take a caller?
We have some callers, but let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to take the caller from 571, and we're also going to take the caller from 510. So if you guys could just give us a moment to take a little bit of a break, and we will be
right back.
We'll be where?
Right, I'm back.
Wait a minute, what?
Blast out the tunes.
Okay, I will. Hold on just a sec. And we're back now. Let's see. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. All right, caller at 571. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Thank you for listening, dear. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank
you. Is there
you.
Something that you wanted to share today, or did you have a special question?
Well, I have a special question. I don't know if you were taking questions or not, but...
Mm-hmm. We are.
My question. Okay, well, thank you. I had one interview last week, and I just had another one this morning. Just calling in to see exactly what you're seeing as, you know, those interviews. Will they manifest into something else, or...?
Right, right. I am... Hold on just a moment. Today is the 11th, the 15th. Let me see. Let me do something a little bit different. But the 15th is. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Hold on. Now, what are they saying? It says that by the end of the day, okay, we know. Yeah, so it does look like you'll get a job. And, wow. Let me ask you something. One of these jobs that you interviewed for, would anything have you driving a far way or driving for the job?
Well, the job is far away, but the interview that I had this morning was with the recruiter. I didn't get a chance to, haven't gotten to the stage as far as the hiring manager, but there's a traveling within a 50-mile radius, you know, that is included in that job, if that makes
sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
In a 50-mile radius, yeah.
Okay. So it looks like that one, you should be talking to someone about that. Now, also, it kind of looks like you're going to be hearing from somebody tomorrow, too, about some things. But basically, it looks like by Friday you should have a job.
Really?
Yeah, and
wow.
the one that it looks like where you might do a lot of traveling, I kind of mm-hmm. feel like, you know, you're going to be trying to figure out if it's going to be worth it to you to do it, you know, because you're trying to figure out, you know, about the, you know what I'm saying. But,
right.
But it does look like by Friday you should have a job. And
so,
I'm kind of wondering what's going on with both of these interviews because I kind of am seeing, like there's a little bit of information about one, there's a little bit of information about the other, but basically what I'm seeing is you're going to take whatever's going to be more profitable to you.
Well, the first interview that I had last week was with the hiring manager. So I spoke, I had an interview with the recruiter and then had an interview with the hiring manager. So this one, I just had the interview, the one this morning, the interview was just with the recruiter.
Okay. Well, like I said, it does look like something's going to come from, honestly, it feels like either one of these, to be honest. But whatever you take is probably, you're probably going to take whatever makes sense to you financially to take.
Okay. So you're saying that I should... had a job by Friday, offer.
Well, the 15th, right. The 15th is actually, when I'm looking at it on the calendar, it's actually Saturday. But for some reason, the 15th is included in your time period, too. So, but yeah, you should have a job this week.
Wow.
You'll have
okay.
one this week. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to have to call you back and let you know how this panned out.
I know, you will. Thank you so much for listening.
Well,
and
thank you.
Luck.
I really appreciate you. Thank you. I really need that. Thank you. And thank you so much for
okay,
taking my call.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank
okay?
You, you too.
Good
thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's take this next caller at 510. 510, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Hi, my name is Denise. I'm a first-time caller to your show, and I, too, have a question.
Hello.
Regarding employment. My question is, I've been seeking employment for a while, and I'm wondering if you see any opportunities coming for me this summer.
Let's see, Denise. Hold on just a moment. What type of work are you looking for?
I want a leadership role. I have 30 years of professional business experience, including senior management. So I do need a leadership role, but I'm very open.
Okay. Okay, okay. Now, my timing may be off a little bit, okay? It does, what I am seeing here is, and I'm going to estimate that it's between August and September. It really doesn't look like it's far off. There is a role of responsibility, great responsibility. And the only thing is that, I'm seeing you with responsibility, but I'm not seeing you with a sword, which would actually represent management. So it could be that you're working a position that you may have to be able to, you know, it's about you managing yourself. I hope that makes sense without me having to over explain
it. I understand.
Okay. And I am seeing. This come around that around September, August, September time. I'm also seeing that this is something that would be, I mean, everything here honestly looks really positive. But it kind of seems like it may have you working with a contract. Just so you'll know, these are the sort of shadow things I'm getting. But what's really positive about the cycle that you're coming into is that you are coming into a cycle that is indicative of success. Okay? So anything that you do, regardless of if it's something that is, even if you feel like it's something that's minute, the growth possibilities for you because of the skills you have and what you've already done, Just remember. Sometimes we may have to step back so that we can climb, climb higher. Sometimes we have to, you know, jump off the ladder so that we can look up and see just how tall the building is. Okay, but remember, I do see some positive things happening and some real potential here, especially in the cycle that you're approaching. But just leave yourself open, okay, dear.
Yeah, you said that very well. I do have a quick question. Can you see how I'm going to connect with this position? Will it be something that I find on my own?
Well, I'm actually, yeah, I do believe it's something you're going to find on your own because it says that you're going to be going around in circles. So basically, the way that you've been looking, everything that you've been doing is just like you're just shuffling around and around and then you may, you see? So I'm not seeing it be something that somebody necessarily tells you about or that you necessarily have to go to a recruiter, but it looks like it's something that you'll find because you're looking, you're searching. But keep all your options open. Please remember that. I don't want to tell you to not do something and that maybe could have been the thing you should have done, because basically it says that you're walking around in circles and then you come upon a position of responsibility and you see that it's something that, hey, I could do this. This is something that I, you know, it says that you feel very spiritually drawn to it. I mean, it, and it says you're actually feeling very spiritually drawn to the tower, which means the industry that it's in. So it could be that it's in natural food. It could be that it's in, you know, something that really speaks to you in a way that it's a little different. And you feel like this is perfect for me. And so you just go for it. And there you go.
Well, you said it very well. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Well, thank you and good luck. Okay, dear?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take a quick break again, if you don't mind. And when we'll come back, we'll talk about dreams. And we're also going to talk to our caller at 724. This is Broken Earth Radio, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Hope everybody is having a good time today. It's Tuesday. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. If you want to get in touch with us on any other day, you can find us on Facebook, like the rest of the world, under Broken Earth Radio Show. We also have a link on the banner page where you can click it and get to us. You can also find me on Facebook under Psychic Nunu. If you want to contact Bill, you can use any of those routes. But if you just want to just drop him a line, it's BillDoyle@live.com. That's Bill Doyle, D, like David, O-Y-L-E, at live.com. And, you know, welcome everybody who has shown up to the chat room and everybody who's listening. Before we take the caller on 724, we did want to talk about dreams just a little bit. If anybody has any dream questions, if anybody wants to, you know, give us a call to even just discuss their opinions of dreams. A lot of people believe dreams are just dreams. Some people believe they have meaning. Some people do a lot of spiritual work in their sleep state. You know, just, you know, give us a call and we can, you know, we'd love to hear from you about what's up.
And of course, we'd like to hear about those things that come with dreaming, sluch, such as, if anybody's had any astral projection experiences, out-of-body experiences, you know, please share them with us.
And, please share.
Please get in touch with us.
We've had you know, a lot, many conversations about that sort of thing, and sometimes it comes out of the blue and it's a wonderful surprise, and sometimes
I've got the book there, Robert Munro, Out of Journeys Out of the Body, which I've been trying to read it because I need to read it. But with being so busy with work and everything, it's just difficult to find the time to read it. I tend to find if I go, like, okay, I'll go to bed early, sit down and read it, I get like past a few pages and then I have to like fall asleep. Not because it's boring, but you know, just sitting there relaxing. But
yeah, sometimes it's hard to read. Sometimes it is hard to, you know, especially if you've been really, really, really busy. It is hard to.
If your job involves looking at a computer screen all day and you've been reading all day, and you go, right, I'll go and relax and do some more reading.
Reading.
So.
No, you know how it's you know, Eden is supposed to be reading a book a week and she doesn't want to do that, and you know, we're all coming down on her.
Right.
Yeah, she's totally not reading right now.
She's rolling around the floor from what I know.
We know you already read a book. But, you know, I understand what she means when she's just like, I don't feel like thinking. You know, being on summer break, she doesn't feel like thinking. But like you're saying, if anybody wants to give us a call and talk about dreams, we'd love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. Let's take the caller at 724. All right?
Okay.
Okay. 724, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. It's Missy.
Hi, Missy.
How are you?
Hey there.
Good. Good. Thank you so much. Share with us how you are.
I'm doing pretty good. I actually have, like, well, I was calling because I wanted to know if you see anybody new in my future, but then when you started to talk about dreams, I kind of had a question there too, but I mean, if we only have time, that's totally fine. So it's up to you which way you want.
Let's talk about the dream topic. You know.
Okay.
What would you like to share? What's been going on with you?
Well, actually, I had a friend of mine who lost a sister in 2010. And she was 24 years old, and it seems like I had a dream about her a couple weeks ago, and the dream was that we were all at her family's house, and me and her were sitting on the couch, and me and her were talking, and she just kept saying to me, "You're the only one that can hear me," and she was in the spirit world in the dream. But I woke up, remember thinking, wow, like, and besides that, there's just been weird things happening since she passed away, as far as, you know, I'm concerned. So I didn't know, I don't know. I just don't really know what to make of that or, I've had weird dreams about different people in the past, and different things have happened to me, which has kind of led me to start looking into mediumship. I mean, I've been very drawn,
right.
But I don't know if these situations are just, you know, just for me, or what exactly is going on. So maybe you can enlighten me a little bit and...
Well, you know, it's I myself am starting to gravitate towards that too. It's something that you just, I mean, you can either dive into it and learn it, or you can just let it kind of come upon you. You know, either way, you know, whatever works for you, because everybody's different, right? Everyone's different.
Right.
You know, the messages that you receive. You know, one of the things that we got to be really careful of, too, is that we don't want to encroach upon anyone's beliefs, you know, the way that anyone really believes things to be, because, you know, someone may have it right, someone may have it wrong, regardless, people still have ideas that kind of, that work for them and kind of click. So,
right.
You know, someone, may, you know, and I say this because some people truly believe that when you cross over, you don't care about this world anymore, so why would you stay behind and give somebody a warning like this? You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people believe that there are people who do stay behind. You know, just depending on whatever they have to finish. Some people believe that there are those that just, you know, when they cross over, they don't even know that it's happened, so they don't know how to let go. So it just really, and all of those things may be true. And you know what I mean?
Right.
All of those may be true, just depending on the situation. However, when I listen to what I hear about your dream, especially the one about this girl, I'm not believing that it's her so much as it's a form that you can respect, a form that you're going to take notice of to tell you that you can hear things, or you can see things, or that you will know things. It's almost like it's just a form that's taken so that you will not be afraid of it, or so that you'll actually embrace it. I hope that makes sense. It's not necessarily that it's her, but it's a form being taken so that you can, the way that you have to translate it is, I can trust this because I trust her. I can believe this because I can believe her, that sort of thing. But I definitely, I definitely you know, sense that you are, you know, there's some things that you should be doing, or some connections that you, you know, could be making. Now, also, you know, there's the idea that even though we may keep going and going and going beyond this place here and into something else, there's still pieces of people that we love, or people that we've cared for, that stay behind, you know, for
right.
whatever purpose, or for whatever reason that we may need them. Just like the same will happen for, you know, others. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, I lost my dad in April, and I know he's still here. He's he was too controlling to not still be here. That's just, I mean, even to the day he was leaving, he was like, all right now, you know, it's just basically like, I'll be back, you know. It's like, oh my goodness, the Terminator. I mean, you know, I'm being sarcastic when I put it that way, but the thing is, though, is that we know he's here. We know it, he is. He had to give up the vessel so that he could accomplish some things that needed to be done before it was all said and done. So, but everybody's situation is different. But I definitely see you as someone that, if you just sort of sit back and relax and pay attention to your dreams, you know, a friend of mine texted me the other day and she said, I keep hearing something yelling my name in the morning and it wakes me up and I feel like I can hear it like my eardrums, feel like somebody was talking to me. You know, she could still feel the vibration, and that's her spirit guides waking her up. And you know, whenever we're on a spiritual quest, whenever we start looking, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So that's what's going on with you. It definitely is.
Yeah. You know what, my dad passed in March, and I can totally sense his spirit around.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, it's interesting for sure. But sometimes you're like, am I like making this up or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do. I understand what you mean. I don't believe you're making it up. I really don't. I mean, you know, you're just not. There's more to this world than what we can see, period.
Right.
Period. And so there you go. You know, we can't be so vain to believe that we're all that there is. We just can't be so vain to believe that we're the most important thing there is either. You know, so just.
Right.
I definitely know that there's something that's talking to you for a purpose, and you just have to figure out how to decode your messages and then you know what to do with them.
Right. Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No problem, dear. No problem. And thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. You know, it's just important to have an open mind. And, you know, I don't know, I was trying to choose the right word without sounding too judgmental. No, closed-minded people, I think it's sad. I feel sad for the closed-minded people who are in this world. I think, you know, I always had an open mind, but even still not to the extent that I have now. And I remember there was points in my life where a lot of all this stuff that we talk about was put on the back burner. And I was just, you know, basically there was the path to work. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
All I know is the path to work and the path to, you know, going out on the weekend. And that was your life, you know. But as the years have gone on, I can personally say that I know that the ghosts are real. I know that precognition's real. I know astral projection's real. And I know that, if not, extraterrestrials are real. I think they do, but the fact that I know that there's advanced technology out there that we're not aware of because of what I've seen, and hopefully, you know, everybody will start to get these experiences through their life. I suppose people got to experience it for themselves to open the mind, but some people get too close-minded, they're not even going to see these things.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's better, honestly. I don't know if, you know, if it's better to, you know, like, just want to go line dancing and just whoop it up for the rest. You know, I don't know what's better. I don't know what's, you know what I mean?
It's complicated. It can be, in some ways it can be easy, but it's also complicated. The fact that you can go down. In some ways, I do switch off from all this, and I just like to have a good night out and enjoy doing this and that. Very earth-based things, but at the same time, people who start to have an open mind start to investigate, you know, and realize there is more to life than what quite a few people believe there is, and some people get scared of that. Don't want to go back to their old ways because they don't want to know about it. They just want to live their life. And in some ways, life can be made a bit simpler if you do have a closed mind, because
right.
you can concentrate better on your job and getting the house. And I think it's important to have a stable home and make sure you can give yourselves those resources to survive, which is important. And sometimes trying to think about the whole universe and all these things intertwined with it can take you away from earth-based things quite easily, and you start to neglect things like maybe cleaning or whatever. It's really difficult to find that balance. I understand why some people have started to realize there's more to the world and then backed off from it, because, you know, it can be difficult. But it's not our fault. It's the way the system's worked and the way they've been, I guess, dumbed down by media and things to keep us closed-minded. So it's not all our faults, you know.
Right.
Can't be blamed for this, but I believe that we would... created this way with, limited abilities. But talking about dreams and that, the fact that, you know, I and you know that astral projection's real is the fact that I've told you about things you were doing while I was asleep. And I got, even that I saw on the clock...
Right.
Was your time, because it was 6 hours behind from when I woke up suddenly out of the dream. It was exactly 6 hours and I saw the time. And also, I know that precognition's real, because I've experienced that in dream time as well. So, like I said, people need to experience these things for themselves to actually be a true believer in it, I think.
Right. Well, we used to play games. We used to play little games like... just, you know, like games that we used to play with each other. And
yeah.
Also, you know, you used to send me, we would sit there and we would focus, and you used to send me pictures and I could pick them up, remember?
Yeah.
And there was a game that we played once. My brother was, you know, he and his wife were trying to pick out a name for another child. And the name that I thought was just completely whatever, right? And so I said to Bill, guess what they want to name this child? And you sat back and you focused and you said, do they want to name the baby Dan? And I started cracking up, because the name was not Dan, but he had one letter off. It was Dante, D-A-N-T-E. And I was like, why would you name your child? I know there's people named Dante out there, but still, it was just like, what? Dante? Out of all the names, what? But it was interesting for Bill to be able to see Dance. Why would they name the baby Dance? just random things like that. If you sit back with your loved ones or people that you really trust, and just try to play some of these mind reading games or these spiritual games or, you know, whatever you want to call them, sending pictures and seeing if they can see what it is that you're focused on. Once he sat back and he was sending me something, and I kept seeing something running towards me, and I was like, what is that running towards me? And he was sending me a unicorn. And
yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, so there's just different things that you can do, but it's like it's just about trying to figure out how to get your conscious mind to become relaxed and just really, you know, pick up things that sometimes you would be able to in dreams.
Well, I know that I'm a very psychic person, but I rarely use it. I just use it when it needs to be used, really. But I've even scared myself sometimes how accurate I've been. Even with the tarot cards, you know, it's really, it's a strain for me to do the readings for some reason, but they're quite accurate.
I
was just going to say hello to Karina.
Oh, hi, Karina.
I know I've
spoken
to her for a long time. It's nice to see you in the chat room.
Yes.
And she was asking if she could ask questions through the
chat. Of course.
It shouldn't be a problem. I said, but we might need maybe to do it in a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, just we have a couple of callers. We have a couple of callers that we want to honor.
But throw
your question out there, and then we'll put it in line with the others. There was a few years ago when I was kind of showing you how to use the tarot deck, and you were trying to do some readings, and you laid out readings for my sister, and she was asking her.
Yeah.
Her questions, and he was telling her the answers. He was reading the cards really well, you know, very clear, very concise, not just sounding like he was opening up a fortune cookie and saying whatever. But anyway, so she you know, took her information and just kind of lived with it for a while. And then last month at one of her an event she went to, she ran into the person that she was asking about, and they actually stayed and spoke to each other for quite a few hours about the past and every single thing that Bill said that he would say or that he thought or he felt, he said everything. And she sat there just completely stunned because it was like, she said, I just felt like I was listening to what Bill was saying, but it was coming out of another person's mouth. So that's always really nice, and it's good to hear that there's things that you've been able to pick up for people, or that you've seen for people that are that
it's
you get confirmed. That
it's
you get those
nice
confirmations.
To get a confirmation.
It's really good. It's good to know those things. It really is. So I think we should take the caller. There's somebody calling from Alabama, and we'll take this call. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and take the caller. We have a few callers in the queue. If anybody else wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Oye, ape kulia dora deve, ape kulia dora deve, ape kate basan, dwa ganiya tera. Oa ganiya tera.
How awesome is that tune? That's pretty awesome.
I guess so. No, it's nice. It's nice. We're going to take the caller at 205. 205 Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
205.
Hello, my name is Robbie. And I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, I believe. And I was trying to hear from a job offer in Pensacola. And I still haven't heard anything. I have called and left a couple of messages. And I just want you to look into it, see if you can tell me if I'm just being impatient or should I need to look elsewhere.
Okay, hold on, let's see. Maybe you're trying to miss those giant mosquitoes that are coming up.
Maybe so.
Because I know I want to miss them. Giant mosquitoes. Prehistoric.
20 times the size of a normal mosquito.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Skeeters.
Anyway.
Robbie, we're going to see what happens in about 3 weeks, okay?
Okay.
So let me know what happens in about 3 weeks with you. I do see you finding work. Now, I know I'm really asking about this particular position here, and right now what I'm being told is there are stacks of issues going on with that place, which is making them not able to allow things to be concrete right now. And right now it looks like there's not any opening at the moment. However, there will be celebration. There will be good news. You will be hearing from some people, but it says in about about 3 weeks, and we'll kind of see what happens at that point, okay? Now, how are things going with this friend of yours, this guy friend of yours that, you know?
Well, he's calling every day, and things are going pretty good for a while. He was real negative, but last few days he's been calling and being his old self again.
Good, good. Well, you know, it's the more we get to know people, the more we kind of we start to fit into the rhythm. You know what I mean? We can't always have good days. We can't always be in great moods, and you know.
All right.
You know.
So I'm hoping that when I do move, that he'll follow me.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. He still says we're just friends, and there's still nothing romantic between us. But his actions are different as far as when someone calls me every day, I think they have an interest in me.
Right. Well, no, he cares about you a great deal. But you know that there's just things that. Well, we've talked about it before. You know what his holdup is and what his. But even though. He still sees you guys as basically together, even though he's still very devoted to you. He still sees you guys as together, but he is not, he can't do all the other stuff. So, but remember, you just take it piece by piece. Just take it piece by piece. Okay?
Okay. All right. There was another girl that kept interfering. Is she kind of out of the picture now?
Still around, however, because he's not changing, she's going away. She's going away.
Okay.
She's looking for something. She's looking for something that is more like the traditional relationship.
Right.
He's not doing that. So she'll eventually just end up kind of finding somebody else and moving on.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you so much, and I'll just be patient a little longer. I just have everything packed and ready to move, and I feel like I'm stuck.
Right. Right. Well, you know, you'll find something. You're going to find something. And like I said, let's just focus on the next 3 weeks. Let's just get through June and get you into July, and we'll kind of see what happens on the other side of that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Right, dear. All right, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call.
Do you think do you want to take one more call?
Yeah, go ahead. Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, I was waving to Eden, but she was ignoring me.
Yeah, she's ignoring you.
That's not very nice, is it?
Hi, 337. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello?
337. I can't hear anything. I don't think there's anybody here.
I can't hear anything either. Well, okay. Well, anyhow, so we're talking about dreams today. You know, if there's anyone that has any dream stuff they want to discuss or they want to ask questions about, you know, go for it. Our number is 347-215-8421. Corinna, who is in, is she in Amsterdam?
Corinna. Now you put me on the spot, and I'll say something around, hold on a minute. I'm sure she's in Denmark. And now, if I don't get that right, she'll probably be thinking, well, you know, I've known you for 3 years. You don't even know where I live. So thanks for putting me on the spot. That's great.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so now we have another guy. Can we see if the direction of my life shifts? I see now. Is it going? Okay, let's see. Let's see.
Now, people who are listening in the archive, they won't see the question, so I'll read it out properly.
Okay.
Karina's asking a question in the chat room. Can you see if the direction my life takes concerning the man I see now, is it different place or is it just one? Oh, I got it right. Denmark. So proud of myself right now. Look, who else is in the chat room? The Gemini Diva.
The Gemini Diva.
Gemini Diva.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay, now, this situation actually doesn't look that bad, Car. I'm going to tell you. It doesn't look simple because for some reason, for many of us, nothing ever really is. But this situation actually doesn't look that bad. Now, right now, it really is just for fun. Right now, it does start out very simple. But over time, and I'm not even talking about years, I'm going to say, like, you know, you're going to think that this is something that is just for the enjoyment and all that kind of stuff, probably for a while. And then there's going to come a point where I do see him leaning on you more. And at that point, you're going to have some real choices to make. There's going to be some real, real choices to make. So right now, just kind of ride it. Just kind of, you know, ride it, let it flow. And then there is a point where this does turn into something else. Okay? Literally, just ride it out for a little while and have some fun. And I hope that that, I hope that that makes sense. I'm acting like I'm waiting for a response or something. Anyway.
Yes, that's right. Sorry.
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Now, what was I going to say? You know what I find really strange? I don't know. If other people experience this much, but a weird synchronicity in life gets to a certain point where things just happen. Like, for example, what scares me a lot recently is I'll have a song in my head and someone will say a word that times exactly with the words that are in my head, or I'll read something and it'll be the words I'm reading or a song on the radio. Another example was I was singing a Mushroomhead song the other day, and I got up mid-sentence and turned around quickly just to get up and do something. I looked out my window, and the lyrics were, "Who knows how far I'll fall." And on the side of this van, as I had the singing it, it said, "Know how." So, you know,
right,
the words from the lyrics on the side of this truck. And I didn't even know there was a company called Know How. It's like things are coming to light that I didn't even know existed. And it's really weird. The synchronicity of words. And also another thing is, which I haven't investigated, I don't know whether anybody else sees this, but they essentially see the words come out of somebody's mouth, like every now and then, like energy, a certain word.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if anybody else experienced that. If they have, please let me know. But
Lillian.
Hello, Lillian. Hello.
Also, Supernatural Radio I'm listening in. That sounds interesting. I might have to check that out myself. So we like things all supernatural.
Supernatural foods.
Now, we've talked about dreams before. There are some other shows where we've spoken about them. But it's sometimes difficult to determine which dreams are worth taking note of and which aren't. It's very difficult.
Right.
Because you can spend hours on end trying to figure out a meaning in a dream, which was just the the result of eating too much cheese at night, you know. But there's a few things, as either, you know, precognition dreams, astral projection, dreams that are trying to show you a meaning to your life and trying to help you get things sorted out, and ones that just don't make any sense at all. And I think I'm getting to a point where I can determine which ones they are, because the important ones will be more lucid. In lucid dreaming, there'll be more, you know, it'd be more realistic. And if you think that is actually happening to you, because in dreams, you know, you can do things that you don't know you're dreaming sometimes, you know, you think this is actually real. I think you just got to pay attention to the ones that stand out the most, the ones you should pay attention to, but some just don't make any sense at all. But
well, you know, there's some, you know, when I'm talking with people about their dreams, you know, they'll have all these details, all this information, and it's, you know, because they really feel like, okay, this has got to be important. But actually, if we just trim away the stuff that's just flowery, or just cut through the drama and get to some of the basic symbols, you can see, like, you know, but sometimes dreams are weirder or louder because we're supposed to be paying attention to them. Like remember the other day I sent you the text and I was like, I had this dream that we had this big old house and then we had this shower in the bathroom and the shower was as big as a room. You know what I mean?
I was like, why you sounded like that? The shower in a big old room.
Whatever. But anyway,
in a dream
like that, where you got a shower that's as big as a room, you know, what would that mean? What do you think that would mean? Nothing?
You're obviously missing the washing area, so you need like a bigger room so you can get the whole, when you walk into that room, it's going to wash you no matter where you hide.
You're just going to get washed. But, you know, it's one of those things that makes you kind of wonder, you know, is there something that needs to be cleaned? You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth thinking about, but, you know, it's not worth dwelling on too much because you might miss other important things that are going on. Well, I think, you know, you'll know. I think you'll know when the time's right. You've got to listen to your conscience and that inner voice that will tell you to, like, example, I had a dream, which I didn't know at the time was precognition. It was about something that I got in the car and said something to my dad, which in turn changed events, if you can change the future. And that's when I realized it was a precognition, because it went somewhere, which I dreamed of, which I didn't know we were going. But it's that inner voice. It was almost, you know, it was almost like something took over, and I was just sat there in the car, and I turned to my dad and just said, "Watch your speed today." And it was like, it wasn't even, how to describe it, it was almost like a natural reflex without me even thinking about what I was doing. It just happened. Me sitting there and turning to him and saying these words, it just came out, you know. I think it's listening. I think everybody listens to that inner voice a bit more than that, you know. I think, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff.
To answer Carr, because Carr put another thing in the room, she said, "Oh, really? I just wonder what it will turn into something else means. Do you mean into only friendship or more than what we have now? I'm wondering." And I'm saying that there's a point where he's going to be counting on you and leaning on you for something. And that's the point where you're going to decide whether or not it's going to stay the same or change. Now, but remember, you have things that are going on in your life that, you know, you just, basically, it seems like it's time for you to start tidying some things up, so that if this is something that you really want to do, you'll be open to it. But I still, I mean, I do understand where you're coming from, but just, this is kind of a frustrating situation, though, because it's like you need to keep it fun so that it continues to be a joy. It continues to be something that brings you pleasure in your life. But there will be a point when he's wanting something more, but the question is, will you actually be ready? So you're kind of looking at one of these situations where it's kind of like, I'm asking the universe something, but what am I actually myself prepared to give? So there you go with that.
We have a song coming up at some point. It's actually a Smurf song.
Oh, God.
People will be thinking, why on earth are we playing the Smurfs? But Smurfs is an important part of my childhood. There's, like, those songs you listen to when you're a kid, gives you that warm, cozy feeling. you might wonder. I think it's a bit strange, but the words are pretty good. You know, it's comparing our world to the Smurf world. Sound like a crazy person.
It's not going to be
anyway,
the first time.
It's
not even the first time today.
You know, well, I sound like a crazy person. Well, hello, Tash Fabulous in the chat room.
Oh, you're going to totally kill me.
What, you didn't even upload it?
I did upload it, but it's still spinning.
What?
It's still spinning. Hold on, let me see.
Well, that means I get to...
No, it doesn't mean any of the sort.
What?
Let me... Oh, my goodness.
Think about what you've done.
Did I do this on purpose?
You always do. You're like, I don't want to listen to the Smurfs. Why are we playing that on the show? Sabotage.
I'm a saboteur. I know what we'll do. We're going to get ready for True Blood. True Blood's coming on Sunday, so let's play this song while I try to figure out what's going on with the Smurfy thing.
If it doesn't work, you'll be able to choose Marilyn Manson or Linkin Park or something, right?
Whatever.
I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room all those shadows there filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before tonight is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I wanna do real bad things with you.
Laughing at that song.
What were you laughing at then?
see, what had happened was...
Anyway, you were playing that True Blood song, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard the song You Get What You Pay For? So I presume you've been watching True Blood for a while, have you? I've never watched it, but... Anyway, there's a song called You Get What You Pay For, which actually was on Episode 7, Season 3 of True Blood, and by my Facebook friend, Jason Charles Miller, who I've had some communication with, and he used to be the lead singer of Godhead. And it's... I was wondering if you knew what that song... If you recognize it, if you knew that song. No? Oh, anyway. Anyway, while I'm here, I may as well plug their first album, which was back in many, many years ago. It was probably about 10 or 15 years ago now. 2000 Years of Human Error. It's a really good album. Jason C. Miller. Anyway. So, in Peru... There's a billboard which has been set up. So imagine a billboard sign, but it's got like the stand for it, but it's actually got a pipe running through it. And what it is actually is it can, because in Peru they're lacking in clean water. There's not a hell of a lot of water, drinking water for them. This actually converts air into water for them, like liters and liters and liters of it, because of the humidity there. It actually uses a condenser and collects the moisture from the air and creates this clean water for all the people there, which is awesome.
That sounds incredible.
And there's a lot there. There's a lot for them to drink from collecting this. It's by a company, I don't know whether it's pronounced UTEC or whether it's just UTEC, but it's worth checking out as a video on wimp.com, WIMP. But I think it's a really good idea, and as long as it's, you know, trouble with my words today.
You don't know English.
Yeah. But as long as it doesn't use too much power to create this, you know, like an excessive amount.
Right.
Where it would override the price of people coming in with bottles of water for them.
Right.
Then, you know, I think it's a really good idea and they should probably set more of them up. But I reckon those people are probably really grateful for that water there. You can tell by the looks on their faces when they drink it from it, and they are very grateful.
Economical.
Yeah, that's probably the word I was looking for.
I feel like there was something that we were going to talk about earlier, and I just basically stampeded over it.
Yeah, that's what you tend to do when I'm talking.
Stampeding
over my songs and laughing at me. My words.
I am kind of abusive of you, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I'm sure people will agree in the chat room that...
I am not. Next week, I believe we're going to be talking about extraterrestrials and implants. Is that what we're going to talk about, or am I just making that up?
No, that's fine, because we weren't sure about talking about it, because some of my experiences, because I wasn't sure whether I wanted to delve into it, but I'll be talking about some of my experiences along that topic next week and probably do some on-air readings to get some more information from it, right?
Probably. And if anybody else wants to call in, or if anybody knows anybody who, you know, wants to talk about that subject, let them know. You know, that's what we'll be talking about. Also, one of the things that we'd like to do for one of our future shows, if there's anyone who has... you know, that would like to have a process of forgiveness, you know, wants to work through some things that they're having a really hard time letting go of. Really would like to do some well-defined on-air healing if anybody is interested in that, of course, we would need to talk beforehand to see what you're comfortable with, because there's certain things that you just can't spring on somebody when it comes to something like that. And so, you know, it would be really good to kind of, you know, talk a little bit beforehand and then get either launched into something midway and let people know what's happening. But it's just, it's something that's very, very, very personal, but it's still something that a lot of people could learn much from, or even, there's some things they may want to kind of do for themselves while it's going on. So if anyone is interested in that, hit us up on Facebook. It's Broken Earth Radio Show, or if you want to find us just on the interwebs, there's a link on our banner page that you can press and you can get to us that way.
If anybody wants, feels like they're a bit stressed at the moment, so they're having trouble getting to sleep, they go to the Psychic Nunu channel on YouTube, and there'll be a meditative relaxation that I created on there, which hopefully is about 15 minutes long, thereabouts, I think. Have a listen to that, and hopefully that helps you unwind and get you into a relaxed state of mind, and maybe help you sleep a bit better as well, and make you feel, you know, like your weight's been lifted. Because I know that I've created it, even I've listened to it, and it's made me feel better sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, when I listen to them, or when I just listen to you, period, I just fall asleep. It's a good thing, isn't it?
No, well, it depends what I'm doing. If I'm talking about something important, and your narcolepsy, so-called narcolepsy, kicks in when it suits you. So Domino's Pizza have been doing test flights with drones delivering pizza. These little drones that fly around.
Are they gonna bomb? Are they gonna bomb? They're gonna bomb us with Domino's?
Probably.
They just pummeled me with a bunch of cheese. Their pizzas are kind
of a stupid
bombing.
I think it's a bit of a stupid idea, really.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Texas Pearl.
The house. So, Los Angeles police officers found themselves in a rather awkward situation at the Robotica video game developer studio after an employee accidentally hit their security system's armed threat panic button. The office just happened to have a life-size statue of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 character Simon Ghost Riley on display by the entrance. Armed with a menacing look, mock assault rifle, when police arrived on the scene and noticed the gun-wielding figure, they immediately stormed the building in a tense 15-minute standoff after realizing the effigy was not a threat. The police reportedly left the building while laughing at the absurd incident. What an unfortunate series of accidentally hit the armed threat button, and they just have this life-size character from Call of Duty outside at the front of the shop, and they're like, put the gun down! Put the gun down! Tasing him and stuff.
That is nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It's the world we live in. I'm going to listen to a David Bowie song, and then when we come back, we're going to touch a little bit more on dreams and then have a good closeout. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show. There's a link also on our banner page. You can reach Bill at Bill Doyle, that's D like David, OYLE.com, at live.com. Sorry, Bill Doyle at live.com. That's his email address. And We'll be right back.
Oh, That was Brad Gosselin on piano.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, it's Brad, right? Now, people have been asking me about chat readings and that, and we are running out of time. I don't think we'll have a chance for this show, but, you know, if you want to tune in next week, we'll have time to talk to you, but we do have quite a lot of people asking questions, so if you get in early, get in the queue, take a ticket, or if you want to contact us in the meantime, you know where to get us. So. But with us talking about extraterrestrials and, extraterrestrials, or abductions, or implants, if you're listening to the show and you've had experience, then please, you know, get in contact with us and please give us a call Tuesday next week, or you can do it anonymously if you want. You know, we're not going to judge you. If you've not spoken to anybody about this before, or if you don't want to call in the show, then please drop me an email at Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E at live.com, and type your experience out and I'll read it out on the show. But please do get in contact with us and we'd love to hear any experiences from you, and I'll be sure to share my own. Somebody's asking what the name of that David Bowie song was.
It's Wild as the Wind, and it's Nina Simone's song that he redid. So he's been singing it for quite a few years, actually. Yeah, that's what it is. But the particular people that he was performing with on that, you know, at the Beeb, were the people that he did the Lost Highway soundtrack with. There's, you know, a group of, you know, he works with different groups of people. But yeah, that's one of my favorite versions of it because of the piano.
No, I wanted to make a song at some point, call it Wound the Wind, and the people would be reading it like, Wound the Wind, Wound the Wind, Wound the Wind.
Wound to the Wind, Wound to the Wind.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Oh, I was going to just, you know, remind everybody that we started the Mercury retrograde shadow yesterday, which means that Mercury starts its, it is going to start going retrograde pretty soon. It actually goes retrograde on the 26th, June the 26th till the 20th. But like we talked about last week, you know, there's stages. So you're going to have stages of just like general discomfort before the real upheaval and chaos. Not to sound negative or anything. No, but seriously though, it started doing its shadow yesterday. So if anything weird has been happening in particular, or if things are always weird, but it's getting weirder, you know, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Yeah. Are you okay?
You know, yeah.
Okay.
I've only got a few minutes left, but I know the Bilderberg meeting was going on recently. And Alex Jones and David Icke were there, which, you know, I really like listening to. I think they have really valid points and I admire for what they do, but, you know, it's what concerned me the other day, personally. I mean, it probably won't concern other people. Other people probably won't think too much of Alex Jones. And, you know, I was a bit questionable of him after he went on Piers Morgan and just lost it. And I thought there was no need for some of that. But they asked him, because, you know, the BBC or wherever was there asking him, said, is there any... Because they just see him as conspiracy theorist.
Right, right, and tell him that he's the worst guest. I think they bring him on some shows just so they can tell him that he's crazy. But go on.
Yeah, he was actually on the BBC as well on Sunday. I think it's the first time. But anyway, they were at...
No, but yes, and they told him that he was the worst guest ever or something.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But they were there at the Bilderberg meeting, and they said, was any conspiracy theorists that are too wild even for you? And he said, well, you know, I don't believe in the extraterrestrial thing, which concerns me, really, because there's that much space out there and billions of galaxies with billions upon billions of stars. That concerns me, really.
Yeah.
And surely he would have been shown documents and been given information from really good sources to show evidence of possible extraterrestrial.
Well, he's too busy trying to tell people to, you know, to you know, fight for their guns, and I mean, you know, he's right now he's kind of right. He is. He's kind of riding a not to sound insulting, but he's kind of riding a little bit of a redneck tip. I'm not. I don't have problems with guns. You know what I mean? But it's just it's some of the things that people want these days are just they're just completely unnecessary. You know,
yes.
You don't need a rocket launcher. You know, all you're trying to do is you know, hunt
unless
deer,
it's the,
you know.
Unless you want to kill that deer because it's disrespected your family. And you don't eat it. You just want to blow it away.
Well,
anyway, we're running out of time. So.
Yeah, we are. But we'll talk to you guys next week. And it's been a whole lot of fun. And until then, you know, keep your mind open and try to have a good time. And...
thanks for listening. And,
thanks for listening.
You know, Texas Pearl, hopefully we get a chance to talk to you next week. Thanks.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.